I'm Alistair Campbell from The Rest is Politics.
Nish Kumar here from Podsave the UK.
And Christiana Figueres from Outrage and Optimism.
Rising inequality, conflict, climate disaster, it's very hard to find reasons to be hopeful about the future.
That's why we're teaming up this September during the 80th General Assembly of the United Nations.
Along with Political Currency, Podsave the World, The Week Junior, and more.
We'll discuss the stories that give us hope and answer the question, how does hope turn into action?
Look out for the Be Hope Takeover this September.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.
Something devastating is happening to Americans' credit scores right now. This is something the mainstream media doesn't want to talk about. Certainly the Biden administration doesn't want to talk about how Americans' credit scores have fallen for the first time in a decade. And this is not pie in the sky. This is according to a new report by FICO. Yes, the new FICO data says that, quote, the effects of high interest rates and persistent inflation may be starting to weigh on consumers, especially those already struggling to manage their finances. Basically, trouble paying their bills. Now, the FICO report found that the national average credit score dipped to 717 in October of 2023. While it's not a big drop, again, it is notable that this is the first time this has happened in a decade. This is a major indicator that people are struggling with debt right now, as well as their overall finances. This drop is said to reflect the Americans are accruing more debt and they're missing more payments. They're just saying, I can't make this payment this month. I've got to skip this month. And that, of course, is adversely affecting their credit score. And then 1 month turns into 2 months, 2 months into 3 months. I know, I've been there. My credit score was in the 500 range at one point, and I had a massive amount of debt. This is what happens. This is what happens when there's not enough money coming in and the cost of everything continues to go up. So the idea of the credit score is something that I've been talking about a lot on this channel this year, especially after consumer credit card debt recently reached $1 trillion in the second quarter of 2023. Predatory. Americans are being crushed under this. The writing is on the wall. Americans are really struggling with consumer debt. And I think it's really predatory that these credit card companies are even allowed on college campuses, really targeting young people, turning them into, you know, stuck on credit from the very early age. It's terrible. On top of the general mounting debt, more and more Americans are also going into delinquencies on their credit cards right now. The number of card delinquencies reached 8.5% in the fourth quarter of 2023. Yeah, good luck getting another credit card when the last one you had was delinquent. That is up from 5.87% back in 2022 and 4.1% in 2021. So this number is more than doubled, folks, in the span of just 2 years. Your credit score can influence your ability to qualify for a mortgage in the United States, a car loan, a place to rent. And it can even dictate the rate you will pay for insurance. So while your credit score isn't the most important thing in the world, that doesn't mean you should totally disregard it entirely. The United States is really built on a credit score. Other countries are not. So we know how difficult it is right now. Inflation, interest rates hurting Americans' wallets. But it is possible to prevent these external factors from damaging our credit scores. For the most part, I think it is. There is a huge lack of education that is undermining what's happening with credit scores in the United States. Americans are generally uneducated about credit cards and credit card scores, unfortunately. And the entire credit card system is working exactly as planned. The credit card companies prey on young and low-income demographics. I mean, they go to any college campus, and you'll go to see this right at the Student Union. I remember at the University of Pittsburgh, there was a table set up in the Student Union at the University of Pittsburgh, and I got my first Bank of America credit card. Why? I had no money. I'm a broke college kid. They gave me a free t-shirt or something like that. I'm like, yeah, sure, I'll sign up for this. You know, that's what kids do. And then, you know, suddenly you're in trouble with the bankers, right? And they can't wait to sink their hooks into you and the next new student who has little or no financial education at all. I mean, that's the truth of it. Most kids don't have any financial education. Most Americans don't understand exactly how credit card actually works, let alone an APR. They don't understand how minimum payments work, how interest rates work together to keep you locked into a credit card game. A survey by Clever that just came out recently showed that 28% of card users don't even know their credit card's interest rate at all. Think about that. You've got a bunch of credit cards in your wallet. You don't even know the interest rate. 18%, 20%, 24%. This is incredibly troubling. And if the credit card companies can get you as a customer early on, like my college campus example, the deeper in the hole they hope you will get. These companies are betting that you'll only make minimum payments while they collect exorbitant amounts of interest month after month, year after year. The average credit card APR or annual percentage rate is hovering around 21% right now. Certain store cards have an even charging higher ones of 33%. Credit cards need to make money, but 33% is predatory, and you won't be able to convince me otherwise. Now listen, credit cards are not inherently evil. I'm not saying you should cut up your credit cards, never use them again. Credit cards are a financial tool, of course, and if you know how to use them wisely, then you're good to go. But sadly, most Americans do not, and that's exactly what we're seeing in this new data. And again, the credit score isn't the end-all be-all when it comes to your finances. Generally speaking, I am not a fan of the credit score as a whole. I've seen it disempower a lot of people. They've got this one number on their mind that's ruining their lives, stopping them from pursuing their goals. The credit score leaves people feeling powerless over their finances. But if you're in a tight spot, missing payments and being consumed by these predatory high rates, I know that's a tough place to be, and I've been there too. It can take years to dig yourself out of that hole, and the mental drain can really get you down. We'll get back to the video in a second, but look, your money is not safe. You can see all the time that stocks can crash, bonds lose value, anything that you can't physically put your hands on increases your risk right now. Hey everyone, I'm Clayton Morris, longtime real estate investor and founder of Morris Invest, and my favorite tangible asset is real estate. It consistently outperforms other asset classes, and I believe it's the number one way to build and protect your wealth. Now, while there are several ways you can invest in real estate, most of which I've tried myself, the build-to-rent model offers the most benefits. More specifically, single-family buy-and-hold rentals. Here's why. Much lower risk than trying to flip a house. You have more control and higher returns than REITs, you know, if you're investing in the stock market. It's way less work than wholesaling properties, if you're into wholesaling. Many fewer repairs and headaches than trying to rehab a property. My company, Morris Invest, along with the help from our partner at Sedira Wealth, helps you invest in build-to-rent properties as easily as investing in stocks. That's because we buy and build in bulk, and then we pass on our savings to you. And when you purchase a property through us, you get discounted pricing on properties at or below market value. Seller incentives like mortgage buy-down rates and credits right now usually lowers your rate by about 1%. And we know with higher interest rates right now, you definitely want that, right? And you get free ongoing customer service for the life of your investment. Get personal phone numbers and email addresses of our team. And build-to-rent properties are in prime growth markets. We're talking 18% internal rate of return. 18%. Amazing tax benefits. And you get a free cost segregation report, helping find strategies that increase tax write-offs. You get principal reduction as your tenant pays down your mortgage. And you get steadily growing appreciation and equity gains, plus positive cash flow. We won't sell you a property if the math doesn't add up. If you want to know more, just click the link in the description box and it'll take you to our website where you can book a free call with our team. There's zero pressure, no obligation. Look, I understand we won't be a good fit for everybody, and that's totally okay. Some of you might want to be DIY. You want to do it yourself. That's great. Either way, you're going to walk away from our phone call with some valuable new insights and an idea of what questions you might want to ask and some actionable steps that you can take to move forward in your financial journey. You can always find an excuse to not invest, but the sooner that you start a smart investment like build-to-rent real estate in a strong market, the sooner you'll be enjoying pure cash flow. So click the link below, and I hope to see you on our schedule. If you're struggling with credit card debt and a low credit score, you've got to take some time to get financially educated on these topics. Most Americans have very little understanding of what components make up their credit score or how their credit card interest rates even work. I have other videos on how to improve your credit score and how to get out of credit card debt, so be sure to find the links to those videos in the description box below if you need any extra help in that area. But look, guys, at the end of the day, the best thing you can do is to build up your financial intelligence. That's why I'm so glad that you've made it to the end of this video. In the next video, you're going to learn about what's really going on with retirement accounts in the United States. So click that next video, and we'll see you there.
I'm Alastair Campbell from The Rest is Politics.
Nish Kumar here from Pod Save the UK.
And Christiana Figueres from Outrage and Optimism.
Rising inequality, conflict, climate disaster, it's very hard to find reasons to be hopeful about the future.
That's why we're teaming up this September during the 80th General Assembly of the United Nations.
Along with Political Currency, Pod Save the World, The Week Junior, and more.
We'll discuss the stories that give us hope and answer the question, how does hope turn into action?
Look out for the Be Hope Takeover this September.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
I'm Alastair Campbell from The Rest is Politics.
Nish Kumar here from Pod Save the UK.
And Christiana Figueres from Outrage and Optimism.
Rising inequality, conflict, climate disaster, it's very hard to find reasons to be hopeful about the future.
That's why we're teaming up this September during the 80th General Assembly of the United Nations.
Along with Political Currency, Pod Save the World, The Week Junior, and more.
We'll discuss the stories that give us hope and answer the question, how does hope turn into action?
Look out for the Be Hope Takeover this September.